Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 79, verses 6 to 9.
Pour out your anger on the nations that do not know you, and on the kingdoms that do not call upon your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Do not remember against us our former iniquities. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us. For we are brought very low. Help us, O God, of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and atone for our sins, for your name's sake.
Hallelujah. I love this. You know, this is the very heart of God to move in these certain ways. And we can see in verse 6, pour out your anger on the nations that do not know you. So we just see the importance of knowing God. Because when you know God, then there's no place to know the devil, no place for darkness. It's just place for light. And on the kingdom that do not call up, and on the kingdoms that do not call upon your name. So we there again we see whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So looking at this, we see this is the very heart of God, what God requires and what he longs for. And then so beautifully, verse 9, help us, O God of our salvation. God has helped. He's come and he's brought about our part that we need, the obedience, the dedication, and then his heart towards us, his plans, the name written in heaven for us that no eye has seen or ear has heard. God has, through the death of his son coming and showing the way, through his son dying, Jesus dying for us, the old covenant, the sins of the past is not covered, not going to go from generation to generation, but it's removed. And this is for those that have taken it, that has come into the love of God, has moved into the boundaries that has been laid out, to have come through the narrow door, which is Jesus, into the broad way of a life in union with Christ. You have got now the great promises. And so we need to know sin has been dealt with. And he says, do not remember our former iniquities. That's been done, verse 8 as well. It's been taken away as far as the east is from the west. Why? So that a sin is a done deal. You knew no sin, became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. Becoming the righteousness of God now, we look to the Lord's leading. And then day by day, he leads us, and we awake to the great and precious promises through which we escape the corruption in the world. And knowing these promises, we embrace them, but then also the fruits of the Spirit. Add to your faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, brotherly love. Brotherly love, agape love, God's quality of love. And that's this, the Bible says so beautifully. Through this, when we do this, when we're too busy with the things above, and we're not caught up in the earth, we could see the things, we know there's deception and lies, but then we need to lift up our eyes so our redemption can take hold. The goodness of God towards us, the life that he's laid out for us, can come to pass. And then the Bible says we don't even have to stumble, and a rich supply of the kingdom is made available to us, because everything's been done by the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of God. Are we in Christ, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness? That's everything, guys. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.